is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In San Bernardino County in Southern California, a wildfire has forced thousands to flee their homes. CBS's Elise Preston says it's massive.
More than 35,000 structures are in the wildfire's path. Paired with the sweltering heat, the fire has created its own weather system with clouds, thunder, and lightning.
Cal Fire's Christopher Prater.
Thunderstorms have proved to be extremely challenging because with those thunderstorms comes erratic winds that go in all directions and fan the flames. On top of that, you also have lightning strikes, which could additionally be a source of additional fires.
Police in southeastern Kentucky have been searching without success for a man they say fired at people in cars on an interstate. CBS's Christian Benavides is there.
The officials found a silver SUV registered to Joseph Couch, the 32-year-old suspect, after someone shot at nine vehicles and wounded five people on Interstate 75.
We're less than 48 hours away from what could be one of the most consequential presidential debates in decades. CBS's Weijia Zhang reports on how the two candidates are preparing.
Both candidates are focused on policy proposals ahead of Tuesday's debate, according to sources who are familiar with how they are preparing. The performances could make a big difference with such tight races in those states that matter the most.
A new CBS News polling shows the race is oh so close in three battleground states. Here's CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
In Wisconsin, Kamala Harris has a two-point edge over Donald Trump. In Michigan, she is up by just 1 point. And in Pennsylvania, Harris and Trump are tied. All are within the poll's margin of error ahead of Tuesday's presidential debate.
At church services near Atlanta today, pastors like Jason Britt at Bethlehem Church acknowledged the shock of Wednesday's school shooting, which left four dead and nine injured.
We're not immune to trouble. We're not immune to evil. We all kind of know that. But when it happens so publicly in our own community, it jars us.
A towing company has offered to tow traumatized students' cars left behind at the high school where the shooting happened.
As he loads up one of the many cars left in the school's parking lot, Timothy Colleton of All County Towing tells me he hopes what he's doing will take a load off of families.
I just think that there's a big roller coaster of emotions coming to this traumatic of an event at this place, and I think that's the last thing anybody should have to worry about, especially my family and neighbors in this county. So I just want to do everything I can to help out a little bit more.
He says it will take some time to clear out all of the cars.
But we'll do it till the job is done.
Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
The movie Beetlejuice has sold $110 million in tickets in its opening weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad for BetterHelp Online Therapy. What's something you've always wanted to learn? An instrument? A new language? How to not burn pasta? Whether it's big or small, imagine how great it would feel to finally do it. As kids, we were always learning and growing. But as adults, sometimes we lose that curiosity that made life feel so exciting. It's easy to think that we are who we are and we can't change. But BetterHelp is here to tell you that it's never too late to be who you want to be. Therapy can help you reconnect with your sense of wonder, because your back-to-school era can come at any age. BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable phone, video, or live chat sessions you can do from anywhere, and the option to message your therapist between sessions if anything comes up. Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
The 21-year drought continues for the American men at the U.S. Open. An Italian player won this year for the first time.
Total dominance on center court today from world number one Jannik Sinner, who defeated American Taylor Fritz in straight sets 6-3, 6-4, 7-5 to capture the men's U.S. Open title. With trophy in hand, the 23-year-old Italian had a message for his fans.
I just wanted to say thanks, everyone, for your support. It has been amazing throughout this whole 2 weeks. So nice to have this one with me, and see you all very soon. Ciao, ciao.
Sinner becomes the fourth different man to win both the Australian Open and U.S. Open in the same year since 1988. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News, New York.
Dak Prescott has signed a new contract with the Dallas Cowboys. The star quarterback and the Cowboys have reportedly agreed on a $240 million four-year contract. It's the first in NFL history to average $60 million a season. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s, a breezy southwest wind. For Monday, mostly sunny, breezy out of the west with a high near 81. Monday night, clear, 59. Sunshine and 81 on Tuesday with a south wind at 5 to 10. It's 64 at our studios.
Your mind. pleasure. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood. Crystal blue persuasion.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, The miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
kicks next. I wanna stick around and wanna get my kicks. Let rock. Everybody, let rock. Everybody knows, say a rock. Put Danny to the jail, let rock. Danny to the jail, let rock. Danny to the jail, let rock. Danny to the jail, let rock.
Sugar.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking to the people who have savings and investments. I want to encourage you to check in on your accounts about more than just your returns. Also check the fees that you're paying. Look, investing is never free, but there are all kinds of fees that can show up on statements, and they can really eat up your profits over time. I mean, a 1% fee sounds downright cheap, right? But if you only expect a 7% long-term return on your investment, which is a moderate and reasonable amount, that 1% is going to slow your investment growth and take a big bite of its value when you get to retirement. If you've got questions about fees, call your broker or your bank. Ask how the fees are affecting your returns. And if you don't like the answer, you can move your money to someplace with lower fees. Check out workmoney.org for more money tips. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Jerry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I
I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
down
no,
love
no,
and love
no,
from
no,
your arms.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, 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 down hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl to throw my love away, but I still love. Said that to me.
She gets to saying goodbye.
somebody so that the dancer just won't hide.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Think of your fellow man.
a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart.
Right on. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There's a manhunt on right now in southeastern Kentucky for a suspect in a series of highway shootings. Police are still on the scene, but officers have pulled back from a wooded area because the terrain is too dangerous in the dark. CBS's Christian Benavides is in London, Kentucky.
Five people were shot, including one person who was struck in the face. Two more were injured in subsequent car wrecks, but they're all expected to be okay.
Do we have any idea where the shooter's at?
At the scene, investigators recovered an AR-15-style rifle, several loaded magazines, and a small SUV registered to 32-year-old Joseph Couch.
CBS News has talked to the